Welcome to Drink and Shout.
I'm Nati.
And I'm Rafa.
And this is our podcast where we talk about our lives,
pop culture,
and more
while having a drink or two.
Well, I am super happy because I am bringing on one of my favorite drinks growing up, a mango daiquiri.
Nice.
Okay, set the scene. Mm-hmm. You're sitting at Monty's after a long day at the pool. Mm-hmm. Okay, wait. I just see you shaking and shivvying over here in the corner. Why are you not looking at me? You're daydreaming and you're doing little sounds. Oh, you just totally tickled your nips. Okay, what the hell is going on? Why are you so excited?
It's Eurovision week.
You're a what?
Eurovision.
Like the movie that came out on Netflix with what's his face, Will Ferrell and Rachel McAdams. They're doing a part two.
No.
What?
The show. You haven't watched Eurovision?
No. Like the real thing. The real thing.
Yes.
No.
Okay. No. Stop the show.
Why?
What?
I'm not doing a show with her until she watches Eurovision.
Why?
I'm not doing a show with her.
What happened?
She needs to watch Eurovision.
What did I do?
Just stop everything. Just stop it. Oh. Let's go to the living room. Let's go outside.
Shit, I feel like I'm going to get like a severe lesson learned here over here.
I'm sorry. No one's home at the moment. Please leave your number and a message, and we'll return your call as soon as possible.
Welcome to Drink and Shout's Eurovision Spectaculation Special Extravaganza.
So I'm guessing we're not going to have my daiquiri.
And you are guessing right, because producer Tom is a beer connoisseur. And to celebrate Eurovision, he's brought a great selection of European beers.
Eurovision is Spectaculation Beer Clinination.
Yes. And you know that I like beer too, so yes. I'm excited to try all of these ones. So
I'm excited because I like beer, but I think I'm more, compared to you guys at least, I'm more particular when right. It comes to it. Maybe because, you know, I have to open the palate, as they right. say, and try new things. So I'm very excited about this.
Well, I'm picky with my beers. So by looking at the list, think there's at least two that I'm not going to like.
Okay.
But hey, it's Eurovision. It's European beers. I'm willing to try it. Let's go travel around Europe.
Ooh.
Through our taste buds. So we don't have a budget to go to Europe, but okay. Producer Tom said that we can take a actual tour through Google Street View of Google Maps.
Wow. Okay, at least we're setting some kind of scene because damn.
Jesus. Right. So first here we have the Weinstephaner Hefe Weissbier.
Wow. Can you say that five times fast?
Hefe Weiss. Well, shit.
Exactly.
Clearly not. Damn. And I was like so ready for a game face.
Yeah, listen, you were going to give me all that.
It's a German beer. It's made in the oldest brewery in the world. It's supposed to have some hints of citrus, clove, cardamom, and banana. However, I've never in 6 years drinking this beer have I smelled or tasted bananas.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you that something is wrong with your taste buds, because I do kind of feel it's covered in a nice blanket of a banana.
Covered in a blanket of banana.
Yes, like it's a very smooth finish. It's not one of those beers that it's like the aftertaste. Like that, I'm not a fan of IPAs. I'm very sorry.
Right, yeah.
The IPA at the end has a very, I wouldn't say perfumey, but it's the
hops.
The hoppy.
It's a very hoppy.
It's the hoppy flavor, and it's.
Right, right.
No me gusta. All right, the next beer that we are going to be trying on this gorgeous, glorious taste bud tour is the Einstock White Ale, and it is from Iceland. Mm-hmm. This is a white ale with flavors of orange peel and coriander. Wow, I sound like a connoisseur per se.
See you, Martha Stewart over there.
No, it is all brewed with pure Icelandic water.
So nice.
Very refreshing. Wow, look at me drinking my water for the day. Love that. So I do like the can. The can is very clean looking, very crisp.
Ooh, that's a lot.
That is a lot. It's a nice pour. Look at that foam.
I hate foam. You know how to call the foam in a beer?
Tilted.
It's called head.
Oh, wow.
I know.
All right, so cheers to this one.
Cheers to this one.
How do you take off? Like, how do you get rid of the head?
You
chop it off.
Off with their head!
Okay, so this one definitely has more of a...
I smell citrus.
Yeah, it has more of that perfumey like pretty smell.
Ooh, that is very nice. This is very, wow.
Oh, I taste the water. Wow. My God, this is actually really nice. Very. I feel refreshed with the Icelandic water. I like it.
It's very nice.
Wow, you know what I'll be doing after this? Going and getting myself a six pack of Icelandic water.
Einstock White Ale. For the third beer we have to try here is from your family's motherland, España.
España con la zeta.
This is Mahu Cinco Estrellas.
It better be Cinco
Estrellas. It's an American style lager, which is weird that it's an American style in Spain.
Interesting, yeah. Interesting.
So okay. It has flavors of sweet barley malts and a bit of a citrus on the finish.
Huh. By you saying malts, I feel like it's going to be...
malty.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to this.
Like a Malta situation? Okay.
So as I was going through Total Wine with producer Tom picking a couple of the beers, I'm like, oh, look at this one. It's in French. I grab it. We can have a French beer. Oh, we should go.
Yes.
We can have a French beer. And I was, oh, Fin du Monde. I'm like, oh. And then next to it, it's like, ce n'est pas le fin du monde. I'm like, oh, it's not the end of the world. And then as I'm grabbing it, I was like, let me just... verify if it's Belgium or Swiss or French, because it's in French. And when I turned around, it was a beer from Canada.
No!
I almost had a heart attack at freaking Total Wine, man.
I need you to tell me though, did you throw it down? Did you break any bottles?
No,
did you cause a scene?
I put it down in the shelf again.
Okay.
And then I may or may not have screamed a little bit.
Okay.
Because some people look around. Doesn't smell that good.
That's a strong, like, whiff, dude.
That's how you need to smell.
At first.
Oh, you know what?
It was interesting. And then now it's like...
it's not that bad.
No. Wow.
I thought it was going to...
Sorry, Mahu Cinco Estrellas.
Sorry, Mahu. But I mean...
he's giving it tres estrellas. With
that's a good one. No, I thought it was going to be maltier. It's not my favorite, but it's not bad. Like, if I go to a party and this is the only one, I'll drink it. All right, so...
I feel the bloatation situation happening.
I'm not going to finish it.
I'm really not.
All right.
I've practiced for this one all my life.
You did. I hear you practicing this one a lot.
Lady Camden. The next one that we're going to go ahead and have. Wow.
It looks like a mini
raspberry wine.
Yes.
Beer. It's a raspberry beer. It is called Lindeman's Framboise.
There you go. If you're from Idaho, Lindeman's Framboise.
Oh, wow. That's an earful. It is from Belgium. It is a lambic fruit with medium sweetness, and it's reminiscent of raspberries and sweet herbs. Its bright acidity balances out the sweetness. Okay, so I usually go, wow.
It's deep red color. I love it.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It tastes like...
juice.
It tastes like my childhood. No, I was not a child alcoholic. is really good. I love
you know,
this
so
one.
This one, a lot of people don't like it because it's very acidic. The best way to do it is you put half of this one and half of a light beer, like Hefeweizen.
I've never had that combination.
We can mix them. Yeah, we can mix them. That's actually one of my favorite combinations. All right. I'm getting the... why did I get both the German names? The fifth and last beer that we're going to try is the Eggenberg Samichlaus Bier.
Ooh.
From Austria.
Austria.
It's a Doppelbock.
A what?
Doppelbock. It's type of beer.
That reminds me of something that I can't think of. Keep going.
So this beer, people say that this is a perfect for a nightcap sipper. It has some plum and rum raisin aromas on the nose.
Interesting.
The mouthfeel is very syrupy.
Oh.
And it has a strong malt character on the palate.
So this is going to be kind of like your Guinness-y type beer?
I see the color is very dark.
Well, it is a little bit lighter than the Guinness, but did you know? Oh my God. You know that the alcohol content is actually higher than wine? It is at a whopping 14%.
Holy crap. And then he gave us like a full cup.
What is wrong with you, Tom?
Damn it, Summer. All right. But okay. I just smelled it and it smelled like the inside of a brewery.
Yes, it does.
Very strong.
If you could categorize our experience, is definitely this. Oh. Like this, right. Just completely encased.
Let's try it at the same time.
Cheers.
One, two, three.
Wow.
Oh,
it's actually not that bad. You know what it tastes like to me? A Malta. Just not as heavy as Malta. It's not bad, but it's not good.
It has a lot of malt in it.
I really hope you save that as a soundbite. It's not bad, but it's not good.
It's okay. I feel like it coated my entire mouth.
It definitely killed the flavor of the last one. Definitely. Okay, so I would have to say of the five.
This one is giving me a stomachache.
The first one, which was the
Vine Stefana.
But why is it with a V if it starts with a W?
Because it's Germany.
Fucking dick. Got a crazy story you want us to share? DM us at Drink and Shout on Instagram.
Find our cocktail recipes or submit yours for us to try at Drink and Shout on Instagram.
So, Nati, still in this Eurovision Song Contest.
Yes.
You know, vibe and celebration extravaganza. So, now that I forced you to watch the last two contests.
You completely slapped me in the face with all these outrageous and absolutely incredible performances.
For those of you who don't know, Eurovision Song Contest is a songwriting competition featuring almost all European countries plus Israel and Australia.
That's a really good like mix.
It is. Well, the reason why it's they need to be members of the European Broadcasting Union. Mm-hmm. So then there's countries like some Arab countries, some North African countries, there's some in Asia that are part of the European broadcasting system, just mm-hmm. like Australia. So then they're able to join the competition and send an act, but not all of the countries do it because it costs money. And I actually always look forward to watching Eurovision every year. It's like a holiday in my house. When it comes around, you know, they have the first semifinal, the second semifinal, and then the grand finale. So
this is like an entire like marathon situation.
Absolutely. Like yesterday mm-hmm. was the first semifinal. We had some people qualify and some people got eliminated. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow is the second semifinal, and then on Saturday we have the grand finale, and I'm gonna see you here.
Let me tell you, there are some performances that are just absolutely outrageous.
Yes.
But oh my holy crap.
Yes.
Okay, I gotta say, holy crape. Or holy crapola, like I like
holy
to say.
Holy crap.
Holy crap.
Oui, oui.
Oh, how European of you, darling. But there's so many different performances that are just out of this world. They're outworldly that I'm just there like, it's so an entire camp. Chill fest of my body because I'm like, entire time. It's incredible.
It's so camp. It's over the top.
It's beautiful.
It's just awesome. Plus, some of the songs are really, really good.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I was Shazamming like half the show and you're there like, mm-hmm. keep watching. I'm like, but I need the song in my playlist.
Well, but so, I mean, there's some artists that have made it big or they were already kind of already known and they went to Eurovision to compete and represent their country.
I only know of one only because we saw their performance. You showed me their performance and
I think you know more than one.
I mean, to my knowledge, I forget how to say their name.
Måneskin?
Yes.
Måneskin? Yeah, so they won last year.
Måneskin, I heard of them by listening to the radio. So it's so crazy the impact and the start that these artists have.
Right. Well, plus the whole TikTok challenge with the ratatata.
I'm
begging you.
Put your love in there.
So they won last year. So then this year, that's why the contest is in Italy.
Okay.
So every winning country
hosts
the next one.
Oh, that's incredible.
It's awesome. It's such a cool and interesting concept because then they get to showcase the country. They get to do like little cards, like video cards. Like
I
saw them.
It's so nice. Like, and it ties into the aesthetic. I think it's beautiful.
Right, 100%.
Love that.
So now,
yes.
Do you know of the Russian girl group Tattoo?
Love that song. I don't know where I heard it, but I do really like that song.
Well,
that's
Tattoo,
an older song, no?
It's from the early 2000s. Tattoo competed in Eurovision. They actually ended up third in 2003.
I was in third grade.
Yeah. Oh my God. So have you heard of Cascada?
Yes. Because every time we touch, I get this feeling. Oh God. No. That song played repeatedly every single day on that radio.
Cascada represented Germany.
There was someone in my middle school that literally did a lyrical dance to "Cause Every Time."
See, I told you knew more than one, and they represented Germany in like early 2000s as well. Now, you're going to have a heart attack when I tell you this. There's another Italian group that you probably know.
Okay.
Il Volo. They participated in Eurovision as well.
Love. them. They are like they are the Italian Jonas Brothers.
Kind of, yeah. With the tenors and the baritone. And yeah. They're so good.
Completely different from the Jonas Brothers. But it's like three of them. So like, why not?
Yeah, they're fantastic. Yeah, they really and are. Then I'm sure you've heard this song. It's Toy.
I'm not your toy.
It was all over TikTok as well last year.
Okay.
It's Netta, and she actually won in 2018 for Israel.
Oh, that's incredible.
I know. And that's all the song about empowerment and stuff, whatever. So you're going
to
play this.
That's the thing. I may have to do just a deep dive into all these performers. Because there's older just so many
there's
years
so many.
And so
yes.
many great songs out of these things.
Now,
oh God.
Hold on to your drink. Grab your mic. Because you're going to fall behind when I tell you this. Actually, don't grab them.
I know, I'm kidding. Don't break the merchandise.
One of the biggest artists in the world, group.
Okay.
One of the biggest and most famous groups in the world.
Should I guess?
You could.
Okay. Is it before my time?
Yes.
S Club 7? Actually, they were kind of my time. I love them so much. They should have won.
I love them too.
They should have won something because they're freaking incredible.
You know, the reason why I fell in love with Miami is because I actually watched...
Gypsy Kings. The Gypsy Kings?
No.
Yeah, I know. I saw his face.
Don't get
make
ready.
Fun of
get
me.
Ready.
Oh God.
ABBA. They won the contest back in the 19.
That's where they started.
They started and they won with the song Waterloo.
Waterloo. Are you serious?
I'm the state of you and the world. Yes, that was the song that launched them
time.
Into international stardom in the 70s.
And then they created the best song to ever live, and it was "Gimme, Gimme, Gimme a Man After Midnight." Won't somebody help me?
All
shake the
song.
Shadows
I am.
On.
I mean, just like you, I am a. In 1974, they won with Waterloo. And as you mean, you know, we both are huge ABBA fans. So
I am just.
I'm surprised
you
didn't know they won Eurovision.
I am godsmacked.
Well, I'm going to gobsmack you again.
Oh, God, no. Why? Who? Which one? I can't handle this much.
This person, this artist, one of the most famous female singers, performers in the entire planet.
I thought you were going to say Pharrell.
No.
I was going to say, what the hell?
No. She's. One of the most respected, one of the most beloved, one of the most famous female singers in the world. And she represented Switzerland, although that's not her home country.
That's interesting.
But she had roots from Switzerland, so she was able to technically represent them. Are you ready for this?
No.
Celine Dion.
I was going to say Celine Dion! Celine was channeling me.
In 1988.
I was going to say, you see how you and I are connected?
We are connected.
I was going to guess. No, but legit, I was going to guess Celine Dion.
She won 1988 with the song in French, Ne partez pas sans moi. Don't leave without me.
I love Celine Dion. Every time I tell someone to Photoshop a photo, I say to Photoshop Celine Dion's face on me.
I
love her. I
freaking love her too. She's so talented.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Thank you for being here.
And she's incredible. And can you believe that she came out of Eurovision? So I absolutely love Eurovision. I mean, you can see how excited I get. It's like it is one of the most important singing competitions in the world. Actually, I think it's the highest rated, most important singing competition in the world.
With
so many people, millions of people actually tune in to watch it live.
No, I saw the studio audiences. It's ungodly how many there are there. It's incredible. I'm a little mad at myself. I'm disappointed because as a singer,
right?
I'm very sheltered in that aspect, and I should have broadened my horizons, I guess to say, right. Because there's so much talent in every aspect of the world.
Absolutely, and so there's a lot more to talk about Eurovision. But I mean, we're running out of time. And I think next week, I mean, after we watch the grand finale this Saturday,
we'll make some comments, have some fun on it.
Exactly. And then we can also talk about some of the weirdest moments for Eurovision. Because there's a lot of
weird
moments.
Listen, I have questions. I saw some. I saw a naked man singing to a wolf. And I was going to ask, is that Beowulf part 2?
Oh, God.
I have questions. He looked like Jesus.
Oh, God.
He had long hair. Why was he naked?
So many questions. Answer them. And shout out to the subreddit for Eurovision.
Hey.
They've sent us some suggestions, and I'm going to ask them for more suggestions. So if you're listening to us, please send us a DM with your favorite, most awkward and weird moments that I need to show Nati.
Please. Expose me.
Yes.
That sounds wrong, but expose me to the good.
Expose Natalia. Silence. Bring back the games. All right, so producer Tom, like always, he's so freaking good to us. He has found some really cool songs from Eurovision.
Ooh.
In other languages.
Okay.
We need to listen to a few seconds of it and try to figure out what the heck kind of language is that.
Oh, God. And I'm losing sure, this one. I'm already calling it.
Listen to me. If you once you get to like Eastern Europe or the Balkans, all of those languages meld together to me in my head. And I don't understand what they're talking about. I don't know which language is which. And they all sound the same, God. So...
I'm going to feel very stupid after this. I don't like this song. I'm going to go ahead and guesstimate that it's Spanish, but I did not understand one word the man is saying. That's not Spanish.
Serbian, Croatian... Montenegrin, one of those.
All right,
I'm going to say that it's Serbian.
I'm going with Slovakian.
No, not Serbian. No, I'm buzzing in. If I get it wrong, you're going to get it right, hopefully. So,
damn it.
I'm going to say that is Croatian.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Holy crap. How did I...
Bro, I'm not that in depth with these things, though.
I mean, it sounded kind of like from that area, and I said Croatian or that one.
For a moment there, my mic thing started going down. It's like, wow, even my mic doesn't believe in me.
All right, next. Okay,
round two. It's not Italian.
That's not Italian.
Why are you laughing? It is Italian.
You guessed it first.
Are you smiling? Because it's yes.
Is it Italian?
I'm buzzing in.
Incorrect.
What was it? French? Dutch.
Okay, round three. I'm going home and crying in a corner. Thank you. I know that voice. That's her.
That's Aline.
That's her.
Correct.
I know that only because, okay, dude, come on. Her voice is it.
I can't believe you buzzed in before me.
Damn. Who do you? Thank you. Do you know who does a great impression of her?
Ariana Grande.
Dude, man, she's freaking amazing.
Ariana Araña Grande.
Araña.
Tiene araña. Ariana Chiquita. Dale.
Round four. You whore.
Oh, God.
Tom's face.
Wow.
Well, it's definitely a European country.
I'm going to buzz in and say that it's a European language. Is it like Hungarian?
Incorrect.
That's not Hebrew.
That did not sound Hebrew.
That is not Hebrew. You don't know what you're talking about. That did not sound like Hebrew. What the hell? I know how to recognize Hebrew.
Wow, we're doing really bad. Round five.
Cinco.
Someone say a prayer so we win something this time. I'm going to give it to Rafa. I buzzed in for you, sweetie. Congratulations.
Is it Swedish? That's Swedish.
Correct.
IKEA. Meatballs. Volvo. I'm just throwing like Swedish words around.
Oh!
Volvo. For 91. Huh. Round number six. I am going to take a wild guess.
Ooh, what?
And say that is Turkish. Because Turkey competed like twice.
You know, I'm a little offended because I don't know how many freaking Turkish novelas I've seen with my mom.
With your mom and Univision.
And on Netflix. They have some good-looking men.
Really?
God bless. Yeah. Good
damn,
for them.
All right. Well, wow. Is it Turkish?
I failed my Turkish novelas.
Correct.
Yay!
So wait, how many points? We are 3-1.
Okay. All right, last round. Nati, I believe in you, mama. Let's do this.
I can't think, I'm tired. Dime qué es lo que puedo hacer. ¿Cómo te puedo tener? En mi vida. I'm going to go ahead and take a very, very calculated answer. Is it Spain?
Correct.
Yes.
Woo! I knew it. I was so confident. Can't.
Thank you for listening to Drink and Shout.
Please subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
And now that we are friends, introduce us to your other friends.
The more, the merrier.
And remember to check out our Instagram for cocktail recipes and more content.
Drink with you soon.